When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more? Can be sunny with never a sigh, don't need what money can buy. Birds in the trees sing their day full of song, why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, got my gal who could ask for anything more. Got daisies in green pastures, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more?
Indeed, who could ask for anything more? We've got Feinstein, Michael Feinstein, and Gershwin, George, and especially Ira. Today on Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of the summertime sunlit hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, today we're going to turn our attention to one of the great matches of all time. And I don't necessarily mean George and Ira Gershwin, although we'll get to them. I mean Michael Feinstein and Ira Gershwin. Michael Feinstein, that great cabaret performer, singer, historian, arranger, writer, is going to be touching down to the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center on August 8th, Saturday, August 8th at 8 p.m. So as a musical welcome mat for Michael Feinstein, we are going to be turning our attention today to his particular devotion to the words of Ira Gershwin. So many of the songs that Michael Feinstein has recorded have been George and Ira Gershwin, but we're also going to focus on some non-George Ira. Michael and Ira Gershwin got together in the late 70s when Michael Feinstein went out to California and met with Ira Gershwin and became his, what would I say, amanuensis, archivist for about 6-7 years before Ira passed away. And that began an enduring collaboration. And Feinstein has recorded many, many Gershwin things. And we'll listen to sort of the warp and woof, and I'll play some of my particular favorites. 1927, George and Ira really sort of dug their heels in as one of the great teams in the American musical theater canon with a show called Funny Face with Fred and Adele Astaire. Here is Michael Feinstein to sing the title number. Michael Feinstein on our All Feinstein, All Ira program here on Broadway to Main Street. Now, Michael Feinstein is as meticulous as they come in making sure every comma and semicolon are sung properly. But did you notice he added Audrey Hepburn to that song? Michael. One of Ira Gershwin's great friends and neighbors was Rosemary Clooney along the famous Roxbury Drive in Beverly Hills. And here is a duet I just love with Rosie Clooney and Michael Feinstein. It's a song from a show called Pardon My English, and they pretty much rescued it, I would say, from oblivion. A wonderful duet. Isn't it a pity? Michael Feinstein and Rosemary Clooney.
Why did I wander here and there and yonder, wasting precious time for no reason or rhyme? Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a crime? My journey's ended, everything is splendid, meeting you today has given me a wonderful idea. Here I a funny thing. I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Here we are at last, it's like a dream, the two of us, a perfect team. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Imagine all the lonely years we've wasted, you with the neighbors, I at silly labors. What joys untasted, you reading Heine, I somewhere in China. Happiest of men, I'm sure to be, if only you will say to me, it's an awful pity we never, never met before.
While you were flitting, I was busy knitting.
How did you survive waiting till I'd arrive?
All my Dresden boyfriends were only half alive. A sleepy lad was Herman, and Fritz was like a sermon. Nicholas was such a bore.
How well I planned it,
I just couldn't stand it anymore. It's a funny thing, I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Here we are at last, it's like a dream, the two of us, a perfect team.
For you're more than pretty, and I have charm galore.
Imagine all the lonely years we've wasted, you up in Norway, I around my doorway. What joys untasted, if you'd been handy, 'twould have been just dandy. Isn't it a shame we had to wait?
But thank the Lord, it's not too late.
Still, it's such a pity we never, never met before. Love your funny smile, your twinkling eye.
That's very nice, for so do I.
Isn't it a pity we never met before?
Put your hand in mine, a perfect fit. We never knew, just think of it.
Isn't it a pity we never met before? Imagine all the lonely years I've wasted fishing for salmon, losing at backgammon.
What joy is untasted? My nights were sour, spent with Schopenhauer.
Let's forget the past. Let's both agree that I'm for you and you're for me. And it's such a pity we never, 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 never met before.
Oh, isn't it a pleasure that Rosemary Clooney teamed up with Michael Feinstein on that track? We are celebrating Michael Feinstein and the Gershwins because Michael Feinstein is arriving at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center on Saturday, August 8th. And if you're interested, you can type in whbpac.org and look for tickets, or simply call 631-288-1500. That's 631-288-1500 to get tickets to see the one and only Michael Feinstein. Well, it's interesting among songwriters that their lyricists are better at some things than others. When Rodgers and Hart wrote songs, they always sort of did the whole song, and then Rodgers was desperate to get Larry Hart to write what's called the intro. And so he finally always wrote some tune, and at the last minute, on the back of an envelope, Larry Hart wrote the intro. But Ira Gershwin's intros are almost as good as the verse and chorus, and I think they're tremendous. Lee Whitty. So here are two wonderful songs that I love by Ira and George Gershwin, sung by Michael Feinstein, but pay particular attention to the intros. The first was cut from a show called Treasure Girl, I think 1929. What causes that?
You're so full of trickery, life is bitter as chicory. Bitterness fills my cup. I'm sorry I brought that up. Once I thought I'd search around for the little church around the corner, but now I see it never was meant to be. Once you used to praise me, why are you so high-hat? Lady, you amaze me. Tell me what causes that. When I'm away from you, I start despairing. You ought to know by now what causes that. I'm growing bolder from the hair I'm tearing. You ought to know by now what causes that. When some other chap takes you aside, oh gosh, I'm all at sea. I go contemplating suicide, you're much too much for me. You're not so dumb that you don't know the answer. Loving you is what causes that. If I should climb the Brooklyn Bridge and jump off, oh, I suppose you'd ask what causes that. If I should get a gun and bump this chump off, oh, I suppose you'd ask what causes that. Really, you don't have to mope around and burn up as you do. There's a cannon and a rope around, there's lots of poison too. I'm very blue of late and there's a reason. Loving you is what causes that.
some other chap takes you aside. Oh gosh, I'm all at sea. I go contemplating suicide. You're much too much for me. You're not so dumb that you don't know the answer. Loving you is what causes that. The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, many times the worm had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me warning you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? Center, now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you, said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. Bow, ho, ho, who's got the last laugh? Let's at the past laugh. Ha, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
Well, entertained listeners to the best of the Gershwin canon will always get the best laugh, especially if that music is played by Michael Feinstein, who we're celebrating today. As many of you listeners know, I'm a big fan of the plays and musicals of George S. Kaufman. And Kaufman and the Gershwins teamed up for 3 wonderful political satires in the 20s and into the 30s, the most memorable. And the Pulitzer Prize-winning one was Of the I Sing. So we're going to hear a little selection from each of those 3 shows, a little bit out of order. We'll hear a song from Strike Up the Band, and then a little ditty from Let Him Eat Cake, the sequel to Of the I Sing, and then a full-throated Of the I Sing sung by Michael Feinstein. I love this first track because the accompanist is not Michael Feinstein. That's not why I love it, but it's an amazing jazz pianist named Cyrus Chestnut, who's one of the greats. So, a great Gershwin tune, a great Ira lyric, a great Michael Feinstein vocal, and a phenomenal accompaniment by Cyrus Chestnut. Folks, leader, strike up the band.
Thank you.
Let the drums roll out. Let the trumpet call. While the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all. Now's the time to swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, to be done. There is more to be won, to be won. Come, you son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, yeah, Bo. Come along, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band. Drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all. Now's the time to swing, strike up the band. Yankee doo doodaloo doodaloo, we'll come through doodaloo doodaloo. For the red, white, and blue doodaloo, lend a hand. With our flag unfurled, we can lick the world. Hey, leader, strike up the band.
You have got that certain thing. Baby, shining star and inspiration, worthy of a mighty nation, of thee I see.
Three songs from the Gershwins' political work with George S. Kaufman. You heard a little presage of Comes the Revolution from Let It Be Cake right before Of Thee I Sing. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And we are celebrating that wonderful, marvelous collaboration between Michael Feinstein and Ira Gershwin, because Michael Feinstein is appearing on August 8th at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center at 8 p.m. So get your tickets, 631-288-1500. I don't know whether he's going to do all Gershwin. I doubt it, because he really branches out in some interesting ways, but you'll have a great time. Well, we know that George Gershwin passed away in untimely fashion when he was 38 in 1937, and Ira eventually worked with some other composers, but one composer he worked with, in a weird way, was George himself. This is a beautiful, what we call a trunk song, from a very bad movie called The Shocking Miss Pilgrim, but it was put together after George passed away, but wonderful lyrics, great rendition, for you, for me, forevermore, for all of you, from Michael Feinstein.
For you, for me, forevermore, it's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see we found by finding each other the love. I'm yours, you're mine, and in our hearts Paradise cannot refuse us. Never such a happy pair. Everybody must excuse us if we walk on air. All the shadows now will lose us. Lucky stars are everywhere. As a happy being, here's what I'm foreseeing.
As I said earlier, Ira Gershwin's career is, of course, best known with his brother George, but he collaborated with many, many fine composers. Here's a wonderful song, music by Vernon Duke, from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1936. Michael, it's a live performance from Westbury, for which I thank Michael Feinstein and his staff. And here's a wonderful Rosemary Clooney. They sing about Superman, even though it's 2 years before the comic book came out. Go figure. I guess Ira Gershwin was a prescient psychic as well as a great lyricist. Anyway, I'll stop talking. I can't get started.
Why don't we do another one?
Let's do. This is our Gershwin segment. So this is a lyric by Ira Gershwin, and the
music
composer
by
was
Vernon Duke.
Vernon Duke
from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1936. Anybody see that?
Hey, wait a minute. I could have.
Well,
no,
you
I was still
very,
in Kentucky.
Very,
I was born in 1928. Right. Okay. Okay. Should you start?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm a glum one, it's explainable. I met someone unattainable. Life's a bore, the world is my oyster no more.
All the papers where you led the news with your capers, now we'll spread the news. Turns out to be a flash in the pan.
The Himalaya mountains I climb.
You're written up in fortune and time.
I dig the fourth dimension, but no attention from you. When I sell kisses at a bazaar,
the gals line up from near and from far.
Their methods I have charted, but can't get started with you. Oh, tell me why am I no kick to you? I who'd always stick to you, fly through thin and thick to you. Tell me why I'm taboo,
market trembles when you sell short.
In England, I'm presented at court
with kings you've a la carte.
Still, I can't get started with you.
When first we met, how you elated me, pet. You devastated me.
Yet, now you've deflated me till you're my Waterloo.
Good grief, I'm not exactly a clod. When Paula Abdul bows, I just nod. You're asked to every state ball.
Still I'm behind the eight ball.
Your dad's a Wall Street banker.
And still I'm just a tanker.
You're everything a gent is.
But still I'm not a compass menace with you. No, I just can't get started with you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rosemary Clooney and Michael Feinstein. Here's another great Ira Gershwin lyric from an utterly forgotten film called Give a Girl a Break, wonderful music by Burton Lane, who is a great friend of the Gershwins. It happens every time.
I look and see the stormy skies. You look at me with laughing eyes. December days are like July's. It happens every time. When trouble brings a tale of woe, the phone bell rings, it's your hello. The room I'm in begins to glow. It happens every time. Life is good without you. Days were sunless. I just could not settle for anyone less. Each time I fold you in my arms, lo and behold, a million charms, and gone are all the world's alarms. You make it happen, it happens every time. Midnight was aglow.
for all your words made midnight music, words that brought me such a thrill. The echoes haunt me still, and always will. In that midnight rendezvous, you said, there's only you. And your words made midnight music. Darkened streets began to shine the moment midnight music made you. Dreary days are over, life's a four-leaf clover, sessions of depressions are through. Every hope I longed for long ago comes true. Thank you.
That was Michael Feinstein singing Ira Gershwin's biggest hit, his biggest commercial hit in his entire career. That was from the 1944 film Cover Girl. And the music was by Jerome Kern. The only time that Kern and Ira worked together was on that film. I wish Michael would record Make Way for Tomorrow, a great song I love from that movie. But you can see that version combines everything we love about Michael Feinstein. As an archivist, he went back and found the original lyrics that Ira Gershwin wrote for that called Midnight Music. And Ira wasn't too thrilled about it. He thought maybe something else would come along, because with Kern, the composer always wrote it first, and then the lyricist had to kind of make do with these wonderful melodic lines. And the producer of the film, who happened to be Arthur Schwartz, said, "Ira, we're filming this today. I need that lyric." And Ira ground out Long Ago and Far Away, which he himself didn't love. But boy, have generations of Americans come to love it, as we've always loved the music of the Gershwins. Well, this is Larry Maslon. We've been celebrating Michael Feinstein and Ira Gershwin because Michael is arriving at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center on Saturday, August 8th at 8 p.m. So you want to make sure you call 631-288-1500. That's 631-288-1500 to go see him. Don't miss him. Any chance that this ambassador of great American music comes to pay a visit, you should all go there. And if you like the show, you will love his show. Our last number is the one that probably Michael Feinstein is most associated with the Gershwins. It was the last song the two Gershwins wrote together for a film called Goldwyn Follies. Feinstein cautions us not to read too much into it, but I will certainly read into the fact that the love between Michael Feinstein and the great lyricist Ira Gershwin is something that is here to stay. And I hope you've enjoyed this look at what wonders they created together. So here is Our Love Is Here to Stay. Thanks.
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend. The world and all its capers, and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean in the way we care. It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. Love is here to stay. love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.